the family of Alan Nelson believes the Salt Lake City Police Department is trying to cover something up. With nearly 3 months since his death on June 9th and no official investigation report or autopsy results, they're suing the department for wrongful death based on a witness who says she heard police say they tasered Nelson, causing him to stop breathing.
I know what I heard, and I'll never forget it.
That's Darlene Bessonette. She's 78 years old and lives in the apartment complex Nelson was visiting the night he died near 700 South and 300 East. Bessonette says she saw officers take Nelson into custody down the street from the building. She says she then hid behind a car and heard one officer tell another that he had tasered Nelson, followed by another saying that he had stopped breathing.
I wanted them to do CPR, and they didn't. They didn't do CPR on him. I wanted to go do it, but I knew if I did, I'd be in trouble. They'd do something to me, I thought. They'd arrest me for interfering. But I know what I heard, and I know what I saw. They acted like they didn't even care.
Bessonette acknowledges she didn't see the police officers, but only heard them. Representing Nelson's family is attorney Robert Sykes. Based on the witness testimony, he believes a stun gun was used against him, and says along with suing the police department for wrongful death, the family is also suing Taser International, claiming it supplies a dangerous weapon to law enforcement.
It's a wrongful death case, and I think, frankly, the police officers have responsibility here, but I think Taser has responsibility. They've been selling it as a safe tool of law enforcement, and it's not safe.
In August, the Salt Lake Police Department met with a group of ministers who had church members concerned about Nelson's death. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, Police Chief Chris Burbank denied that he had been tased. Nelson's son, Tyson Powers, a police cadet from California, says he just wants to know what happened to his father.
Nobody deserves to go through what my family's been going through. It's uncalled for, unnecessary, and all for what? Nobody's answering anything. No questions are being answered.
The Salt Lake City Police Department declined to comment, stating the case is still under investigation. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.